That's where I live, yeah.
Okay.
It's just mailing.
Yeah, one of them.
Mailing.
It's not going to come up as that.
Yes, it's five on the same parcel.
Oh, that's right.
You can't classify that.
Yeah, we can't. I mean, those got to be, are those just on, when did they come online, basically?
Last year.
Okay, so as of January 1, they were done?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, we don't have.
But they haven't been divided up at this point, and we've got to.
Go to here, search.
I mean, to be fair, it's like we're doing with everyone else, I can't, we can't give you on five different properties, the 25, 35. So I guess I'm trying to figure out what the value. I mean, we can divide the thing here by five, but I don't know what value. Then your other properties would probably be.
One POE 132 would probably be.
432.
432 would be the highest value.
432 would be the highest value, and then deny on the other ones. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Is this just classification on all these? Or is it also value?
Classification.
Yeah, classification.
Okay. That's the BOE 432 would make a motion to classify as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. With respect to BOE 431, 433, 434, would make a motion to deny change of classification.
Second.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that. And I'll put it in that other motion. Yep. Have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and then with that was, I included 431 in that motion, did I not?
Yep. You did.
Okay. BOE 527 is HN Properties. Tim, that's also you, I assume.
That's you.
And it, just one?
241 Foggy
Bank. Based on just one?
They've just got one.
I make the motion to classify BOE 527 as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. As to BOE 531.
That's not him.
That is not.
No.
Okay, well, looks like BOE 586.
Yes.
That's Charles O'Rear.
Yep.
Is that the only?
Yeah, that's mine. So Charles and.
Okay.
And his wife, as far as I know, they just have one.
As to BOE 586, I make a motion classified as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
A second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion passes. As to BOE,
they have two.
Looks like things. 588 and 589, Frank and Lisa Long.
Yeah, they've got two.
Assume they would pick BOE 588, which is the parcel 2.028.
Yep.
Okay. Confirmed on that?
Yep.
Okay. This to BOE 588, make a motion that we classify as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Okay. Motion passes. This to BOE 589, I would make a motion to deny changing classification.
Second.
Have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. As to both of those, is there any value or discrimination claim?
No.
No.
Okay. As to BOE number, looks like 88, MJKM Investments.
Yeah.
Is that a nightly rental problem or property?
Yes. Michael Lloyd, he just has one.
This one.
As to BOE 88, I would make a motion classified as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. We have Rock and Riff Property Investments, BOE 90.
So that is Tyson Martin. Tyson and his wife just have one.
Okay, as to BOE 90, I would make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
A second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, motion passes. Looks like BOE 133 is a shopping center, is that correct?
And they're there twice, Branson Meadows.
The Branson Meadows Mall is in three tracks.
Three tracks.
So we had to file an appeal on each track.
I see it.
I was wondering why we had, okay.
Do we still have 179 and 180, or did you do them already?
I think so. What page are they on?
They're on page 7, they're coming up.
Oh, no, we haven't got to them yet.
But are those Tim's?
Yeah.
Well, they're just
Tim's.
Not Rentals,
you said you wanted to. They are Tim's, okay. All right, let's go. All right, we've got okay, Quaint Escapes, that's not you?
No.
Quaint Escapes, okay.
No.
All right, we've got Broadsheet Partners, BOE 179.
Yep. Molly Ledger manages both Broadsheet and Rosemead. I think she has other investors in those as well. So,
I mean, are both properties owned by the same investors?
733.
How is that?
I should call Molly. I know Molly manages both of them, but I don't know if she owns both of them. I don't think she's.
You understand what we're trying to look at? Yep. So just if you could determine if it's basically the same people in both of them, then we're happy to give one of them. So
yep. Do you want to call her right now?
That's if we could. Let me do.
Why don't we move on?
It looks like we've got only a few more of these. If we could,
yes.
Let's wait just a second.
Okay.
If we could. BOE 381, we've got Graneman, Allen and Cindy Graneman.
Yep, they've got two.
Yes, and 382, yes. Is that what you find, two?
Two.
Okay. And BOE 382 looks to be the most valuable.
Yes.
Okay, it is classification, the only appeal.
Yes.
Okay. As to BOE 382, I'd make a motion we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. As to BOE 381, I would make a motion we deny change in classification.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Motion passes. All right. Tim, it looks like you've got one.
He has another one on page 8.
Huh?
He has another one on page 8.
Yeah, that's what I was
going sorry.
To. Okay. Yeah, it looks like Chalet 1896.
Mm-hmm.
Is that yours?
Yep, it is.
Okay. As far as you know, is it
one.
Just one? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
as to BOE 416, I would make a motion classified as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Tim, I don't know if you saw it. We saw it this year, but I guess they made a decision upholding what it was from this year, upholding what we have been doing down here. At least one hearing officer did. But some places are going 100% commercial, and then I think Placos Arc is the lone all residential in the state right now.
Oh, and Kansas City also. Jackson County also.
Oh, Jackson County went all residential on that?
Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully the legislature will give us an answer soon. But that's where we are. If you'd like to make those calls, or do you want to go ahead and go with the shopping center? It's up to you.
I'll go. Okay. If I get through to Molly, then I'll get through to her right away, and she'll be able to tell me.
All right.
Thanks for letting me do this.
Did we already do number 156?
What number?
156.
We did not. Green Mountain LLC.
shopping center, too?
Yes, it looks like an office of some kind.
Tim, are you handling any vacant land appeals this year?
No. I got a few, talked to some people, but nobody hired them. Oh, Molly, this is Tim Davis. Really well, I'm in the BOE hearing, and I have a question. On the broadsheet partners and real estate partners, are you the only partner, or are there other investors in those two? Okay. All right, that's what I need. Thank you, Molly, I appreciate it. So on the Rosemead Partners and Broadsheet Partners, Molly Ledger and her husband are the only owners, so they don't have other outside investors, it's just the two of them.
And they'd like to pick BOE 180, which would be the 190 Chateau Hilltop as their mixed use?
Yes, please.
As to BOE 180, I would make a motion. We classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Mr. BOE 179, I'll make a motion. We deny change in classification.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
All right,
Tim, do you want to, you tell me what you want to do first?
Let's do the Branson Meadows Mall first.
Okay, that's BOE 132.
Four. Same page. At the bottom. Page six.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Which parcel would you like to do first, or do you just want to do it all?
All together. If I may approach the panel, I've got comments.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And what are those folders?
May I send them to you? So when I filed the appeal, I filed a brief that discusses valuation. So I've got an area of the Branson Meadows Mall, and there are three parcels. There's a north, an east, and a south parcel. All three tracts are managed by Maples Properties just as one unit. So all of the costs for the mall are shared jointly across the three tracts. All the revenues for the mall shared jointly across the three tracks. The parking is the same. Utilities are the same all across the three tracks.
Okay. And the piece that's out there, that's the movie theater, and it's somebody else?
That's right. The movie theater is owned by somebody else.
And it looks like they own the property that the Branson, or is that?
No, there's a line.
There is a line? Okay.
So it's carved up in a very strange way.
There it is. Okay.
But the movie theater is not part of any of these appeals. It's
okay.
I don't know what happened. I don't even know who owns it or how it's being held. Oh, iTech. I think those are the Paul Bluto and his wife, aren't they? iTech.
Yeah.
I think they're deceased now, but before they died, I think they were iTech.
Okay.
But anyway, I've never met them, and I don't represent them, and there's no appeal on the movie theater.
Okay.
So, in the packet that I put forward, I outline, first I go over the three approaches to determining valuation that are set out in the Missouri Assessor's Manual. First, there's a cost of construction approach, which I think is for newer buildings. I think that's a pretty good approach. This mall happens to be 30 years old. And so I think after 30 years, the cost of construction